Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast Show with Dusty Angel,
Desi,
and Robert. Only on errorfm.com. Here they are, the Oddcast.
Here we are, goddammit. And my son and I had a very good bonding moment this past Friday.
Checked out a girl together?
No, it was actually better. We both got flashed at his first concert. I took my son to his first concert.
Wait, you guys got drunk?
No. I know some people
who smashed.
No. Oh, flashed.
Oh, I thought he said we got
by some boobies. No, my I took my son to his first concert. It was a Christmas gift I gave to him on Christmas. To one of his favorite rappers, which is a rapper by the name of Yellow Wolf.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Underground guy, but really, really good artist. He's, you know, blowing up. He actually signed to Eminem's label. Really, really talented guy. A lot of people there. There's about 1,000 people there. But we got some good seats. We had dinner. We kind of got a VIP section because I knew some people who knew some people. And
how
my son had a blast.
How many other children were there?
There was one other child there. And it was so crazy because when he had to go to the bathroom, we literally were walking past the bar, past the DJ booth. Like, it was like literally that, you know.
Drunken girls, boobies.
Yeah, and actually, as you say that, during the show, as soon as Yellow Wolf actually stepped foot on stage, three girls to our side yelled out, "Yellow Wolf!" And they lifted their shirts up, and as they say "Yellow Wolf," naturally, me and my son look to the right, and we just see nipple shots galore. And
it's on slow motion.
I patted him on his back, and I said, "Son, welcome to your first concert."
That was awesome.
Wow. Yes.
While your son was seeing boobies, I was egging people the day before the
Desi,
Rose Bowl.
Don't you ever grow up?
No, I've never done this. You know, the day before the Rose Bowl, I guess people camp out and shit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I guess it's some type of tradition if you go down there and people throw things at your car like silly shit.
Right, right.
Well, you know, they started putting tortillas with shaving cream and stuff and throwing you know, all kinds of this shit. Not to break your car, but...
Just all in good fun.
Well, yeah. So I went to Vons and bought 2 packs of freaking tortillas and shaving cream and
yeah,
an 18-pack of eggs.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It was awesome. The two epic moments that I had was one little Mexican boy running up to the side of the car, and he thought he got me because he had a bottle of water. He was throwing water at me. I flung that fucking tortilla and shaving cream at his face.
Yeah, bitch.
And all I hear was his friends in the background, oh!
See, in 1930, they were throwing pie with fucking whipped cream inside. Now we're fucking tortillas, motherfucker.
And shaving cream. And this girl, I threw it. I didn't mean to, but the egg landed on her lap. And all I heard was, oh, that bitch. That was pretty funny. I was like, oh, that made my night.
That was for the Rose Parade or the Rose Bowl? The Rose Bowl.
The day before the Rose Parade. Uh-huh. You know, everyone hangs out by the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. People just, you know, there's cops and stuff. But the cops didn't care. It was all... It's tradition, apparently.
Uh-huh.
With the Vons, and I told them, they saw me buying. I'm like going to the register.
Like, ah, you're crazy.
And I'm looking, she's looking at me, and I'm like, I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, you
and she's
kids.
Like, oh, it's tradition. They do it every year. Because all the marshmallows in the aisle were gone.
Honey, we run out of tortillas this time of year all the time.
No, it was actually marshmallows. They were sold out of marshmallows.
Oh, damn. That's funny. Damn.
That's ridiculous.
Shout out to the marshmallow guys.
That's pretty fun. I got hit a few times. I got hit with this gigantic fucking marshmallow the size of a golf ball.
Oh.
Right in my eye.
But,
it's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Yeah, I was going to say.
It wasn't too bad. I got whipped cream.
You can get hit by a 5-pound marshmallow.
I got some like tortillas with ketchup on them, and then somebody threw a s'more. I didn't like that because it was warm.
Oh, that hurts.
It scared
me.
Ow, I caught it with my hand, and I was like, ah, something's on me. It's all warm.
That's gross, dude. Well, tonight, make sure you stick around after the news because we are going to try to help out. You know, we like to give good advice here, you know, on the show and try to help out our friends out there who aren't doing so well in the relationship world. And we're going to give you guys the top 10 signs of time to break up and call it quits. I don't think a lot of people know. They just keep breaking up and then getting back together, breaking up, getting back together, breaking
well,
up, getting
it's
back
called
together.
Being comfortable. People need to get out of that and move on.
Thank you. And we're definitely going to help you out with that tonight. And you don't have to take our advice, but you probably should. Right, Rob?
I think so.
I think so, too, goddammit. Make sure you stick around after the news, baby.
Hi, this is Bill Clinton. And for so many years, I've been trying to get in Desi's pants. And I hope to do that soon. Thank you. And God bless the Oddcast, and God bless errorfm.com. Thank you. Does she have herpes? I'm kind of into that.
Error FM.
Give us a call. Leave us a message. Maybe you want to say something. Maybe you don't. Maybe you want to tell us we suck. Maybe you want to tell us we're great. Any way you want it. Give us a call. 567-694-6969. That's 567-694-6969.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. And now for the news.
I gotta say, the craziest news story of the week, I don't know, we haven't heard the other ones, but the one that made me laugh the most was, man crashes Lamborghini 3 hours after he won it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
It says, a Utah man won a $380,000 Lamborghini and then promptly crashed it.
Oh.
David Dopp won the luxury ride in a contest sponsored by charity Team Give. Dopp was one of the thousands who entered the contest. When he finally got the car, he gave pals rides, took plenty of pictures, and then wrecked the Lamborghini Murcielago.
How?
He says, we were coming up a hill, going around a corner, and as soon as we came up the hill, we either hit some black ice or loose gravel or something, and all of a sudden, we just started spinning. We ended up in a field, and I back-ended a couple of fence posts. Fortunately, the contest rules require Dopp to have insurance, so the car will be fixed. Dopp says he will then sell it to pay bills.
Yeah, $380,000 car.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Jeez.
He didn't know how to drive it. That's what it was.
Retarded ass.
Damn.
Dummy, right?
He's lucky it's insured, though.
Yeah.
Everything has to be insured before you take it off, so.
Let's see. Model arrested for trying to smuggle cocaine in her butt and
breast. Yeah, bitches.
A 33-year-old woman was arrested by police after she tried to smuggle more than 5 pounds of cocaine in her breast and buttock implants. The woman, who was not identified, hoped to sneak by police with help from her plunging neckline and tight clothes. Instead, she attracted the attention of airport security. When she couldn't explain her trip to South America, two female security officers searched her and found the fake implants, which had cocaine and crystals molded into them.
Wow.
They stopped her for questioning because she was so alluring and her story about why she was in South America just fell apart.
Damn.
An idiot. She couldn't lie fast enough. Like, you should have had your story, like, ready.
That's my type of bitch right there, man.
She was some dumb hoe.
That's just a gangster bitch, dude. Seriously.
She should have said she was down there getting breast and butt implants.
Something. She could have been smarter, but God, talk about a ride or die bitch, dude. She's a fucking, she's a gangster bitch, dude. Unlike this dumbass. When I heard this story, Jesus Christ. It says, man tried to use $1 million bill at Walmart. It says, police say a North Carolina man insisted his $1 million note was real when he was buying $476 worth of items at a Walmart. 53-year-old Michael Fuller tried to buy a vacuum cleaner, a microwave, and other items. Store employees called police after his insistence that the bill was legit. Anybody with any fucking sense in their head knows the largest bill in circulation is a $100 bill and that the government stopped making $10,000 bills in 1969. So he was charged with attempting to obtain property by false pretense and uttering a forged instrument. He is now in jail on a $17,000 bond.
Do you think he was just maybe a delusional old man who didn't know any better?
I don't know,
because,
dude.
I mean, I found plenty of those, and I always give them to my friends. I'm like,
yeah,
here,
the ones on the
I got
yeah.
you $1 million.
What? What's wrong with this?
Actually, I had a $1 trillion one. I'm like, I got you $1 trillion.
And then he turned it over, and it says, you can have all this if you go to heaven with the Lord, or some weird-ass fucking thing, right?
But seriously, where did he get it?
Yeah, Jesus.
That he thought it was real.
Dumbass. It had a
give it to him at the bank?
Had a picture of fucking
so I'm
Rommel.
Saying, somebody probably, like, you know, he probably bought something.
Had
sold,
a picture of
know.
Obama on it.
He probably sold something to somebody and they gave him $1 trillion. They're like, here, man. I mean, here's $1 million, you know.
I'll sell you this $1 million for 10,000.
I hope he didn't sell his home for that.
No more dogs for man whose puppy got drunk.
What? Aw, that sucks.
A British court has barred a man from having a dog for 3 years after his Labrador puppy was discovered drunk. Matthew Cox had been drinking vodka and coke with his roommate on August 22nd when he left his glass on the floor to go for a smoke. He returned to find that his 6-month-old dog, Max, had swallowed the booze, but he left the animal at home to go buy more booze. The puppy was later spotted staggering and falling over near Cox's home.
The dog got drunk for a public intoxication.
Yeah.
Police were called and took the dog to an emergency vet where it was put on a drip to flush the alcohol out of its system.
Oh.
Magistrate J.A. Smith on Wednesday called the incident downright stupid.
Yeah?
The puppy has since been given a new home.
Oh.
Poor puppy. He got drunk.
I know. Poor kid.
Is there a YouTube video for that? Drunken puppy?
I would love to see that.
Spin it around on a chair and put it on the floor. That'll do the same trick.
Let's try it with my dog. She's right here.
Yeah, let's do it. No, I used to always get, to this day, like my dog, he'll walk up to me as I'm smoking outside and the smoke will go and you see the stream of smoke like going near him. So my dog gets high and I used to get my cats high all the fucking
Surprisingly,
time.
Surprisingly, my dog Sativa doesn't like to get high. I blow it in her face and
she doesn't like it really. Aw, Sativa's allergic
and
to
she
weed.
Walks away from it. She's like, ugh, you're so disgusting.
My cat.
She's like, that dog in that little commercial. Don't do pot, remember?
Yeah.
Remember the little dog walks up to the little boy.
Don't tell me it's one of those propaganda.
You seen that one? That drawing one. It's like a picture, and it's like a little kid's drawing, like stick figures, and the dog walks up to him.
You got
to
show me that later.
He's like, I don't like you anymore, or something like
really?
That. You're
no
fun.
Shit.
Like the dog's telling the kid, like you know.
Never heard
the
it.
The kid's like, yeah, I can stop anytime. He's like, well, then stop now. He's like, I don't want to. Maybe tomorrow.
Sativa, little Desi's dog knows we're talking shit about her. What you want to say, Sativa? Oh, you gonna bitch out now? Okay, fuck you then, bitch.
The minute you put a mic in front of
her. Yeah, pussy-ass bitch. All right. Let's see. Cops arrest man twice in one day for huffing. People still do that, I guess. Huffing. Jeez, was this 1968? It says police officers found Daryl Parisian twice in his car in the same parking lot. One officer went up to the car at 12:15 and saw Parisian put an aerosol can up to his mouth. Parisian tried to hide the canister when the officers tried to get his attention. Parisian was arrested for inhalation of vapors. Hey, Sativa, you want to shut the fuck up, huh? I'm doing the news over here, bitch. Desi's fucking dog is over here talking shit. You want to do the news, bitch? Can he talk, huh? Yeah, pussy. I'll hit you with this mic. Anyway, Parisian was arrested for inhalation.
Hey.
Sorry. Inhalation of vapors and released after booking. At 8:47 the same day, a different officer was driving through the same parking lot, saw Parisian's car parked. The car was running. I told you, bitch. The car was running.
That was an accident. It's better.
And Parisian was passed out in the passenger seat holding an aerosol can in his hand. After several minutes of trying to get his attention, he was finally arrested. He was sentenced to 20 days in jail. Jesus fucking Christ. Damn. 20 days in jail? They have some. This is in Brunswick or something like that. So this isn't in America, people. So don't be afraid if you want to huff paint and get caught twice in the same day for it. But please don't huff.
Desi, bitch. Entertainment news with Desi. Chaz Bono. Save enough to buy a new penis. Oh, no, I'm sorry. To buy a penis.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's actually leaning towards metal toy.
So it's he officially, right? Is he?
Whatever. Yeah, it's the use of where they already use your stuff down there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, by taking somebody to... testosterone,
like a big clit. Like,
well, yeah, it grows larger from taking all that, you know, the
wow,
stuff that
okay.
you take.
Interesting. Okay,
and you end up with a smaller phallus, which is fully functional, gets erect, and even has sensation.
Wow,
is all there. So,
damn. Welcome to 2012, folks.
Chaz Bono.
Chaz Bono. I have a real dick.
Wow, scary.
Yeah, a little dick though.
I grew it myself.
You want to see? But you guys heard about Katy Perry and Russell Brand divorcing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, my girl told me about that.
We didn't see that coming.
I know they lasted a couple years, you know. Whatever.
Yeah,
but did you know her parents were like ministers?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so
no, but it makes a lot of sense.
I knew she used to do Christian music.
Yeah, well, her parents, I guess they're saying for the divorce, they said it's a blessing in Katy's divorce. Or the blessing in Katy's divorce is that it created interest in their ministry.
Huh?
Yeah, so it's like a good thing. Like, well, now everyone's paying attention to us because Katy Perry got divorced. Now everyone knows who we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Katy Perry fired back on Twitter saying...
on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Concerning the gossip, I want to be clear that no one speaks for me. Not a blog, magazine, close sources, or my family.
Bitches! Did she end it with that? No?
Bitches! No.
Next week on E! Keeping Up with the Perrys.
They just bought a house together like a few months ago, too.
Damn.
And now they're getting divorced. So it must have been a sudden thing. They cheated on her like all of them do.
Probably.
It was the
meat. Is Russell Brand.
It was the meat dress.
You guys know Cal Worthington?
Yeah, and his dog Spot.
Go me Cal, go me Cal.
No, it was Pussy Cal. We always thought he'd say Pussy Cal, but it's go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal.
Well, he's divorcing his 42-year-old wife.
Damn,
he's believing,
Cal Worthington had a 42-year-old squeeze?
Yeah, who's believing that is gutting for trying to get his money money, basically. But she signed a prenup, so she's not going to get shit.
Wow.
But he kicked her out of his mansion home and repoed her Bentley.
You know why I love Cal Worthington so much? Is because he's from Long Beach.
Long Beach.
LBC.
He's one of the richest and most successful car dealers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he was in it. You guys remember the commercials? He'd come out with his tiger, and then
he used to be part of the cartoon hour on, you know,
exactly,
the middle of the day.
Exactly.
You should watch his old ones. It's really funny.
Oh, classic.
You see the cars, and they're just like, ew.
I know. Here's an 87 Pacer for $300.
And his commercials, he's a fucking millionaire.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his commercials are so low budget. But
sadly, me and my girl literally live walking distance to where Cal Worthington was, but it's not there anymore, unfortunately. Now he does business on the internet and keeps all his cars at a warehouse somewhere.
Really?
But he still keeps it Cal Worthington Ford.
Really?
Yeah.
I should go there.
Yeah. Doesn't have to pay rent.
Well, that's the news, bitches.
Interesting.
Entertainment news. That's a wrap.
Comedy clip of the week.
Oh, when people break up, they always use a bunch of lines on each other. You know, terrible, rubbish lies. Like, it's not you, it's me. It's me. It's never you, it's always them. You should level with these people. Tell them. You know that strange sound you used to hear when you were going to sleep? That was me chewing the bed. Out of sheer boredom. Oh, how I hate you. I hate you so much it gives me energy. I have to get up early in the morning to hate you because there isn't time enough in the day. Please go away. Oh, that other bullshit. I need more space. People never quantify exactly how much space they need, do they? But strangely enough, it all seems to be the exact same height, depth, and breadth as you.
Hi, this is Tom, and you're listening to The Oddcast. And if you want to email them, their email address is their name, theoddcastshow@gmail.com. Thank you.
No, it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Now, do you guys have friends? Because I think I have three or four.
Do
of
we
my
have
account.
Friends?
You know, no, who have someone that they fucking break up with and get back
oh,
together.
Oh, you mean do you
yeah.
have
break
friends?
With,
that, are you
together.
Friends with someone that's
who
has
does
a
that?
Horrible relationship?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
I used to be.
You used to be that guy? Or?
No, I used to be a friend of someone who is in a relationship where they
Isn't
break
that
up all the time.
The worst fucking thing, because no matter what you tell them, you can't tell them anything, dude.
Like, after the first couple times, it's like, well, I'm not going to tell you anything because you're just going to get back with him.
Right. You're like, dude, let's see. She's already burned your car. She's killed your cat. You sliced her neck. She got your... tattoo her your name tattooed on her the day after you sliced her neck, so I don't know where to go with this, you know. It's like weird, and you would think that people would know that, you know what, it's time to give it a rest.
Well, I mean, if you've had to call the cops on him and you've gotten him arrested and he's beating you and but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, but I love you so much, baby. No, you're not in love with each other. You're comfortable.
Oh.
And you're too afraid to let go and move on because you have them there for your own selfish needs.
Exactly.
Until somebody else better comes along and catches your interest. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, who's that? Oh, that person's bad to me. Fuck them.
Exactly. Dude. And people, why? When you got to put hands on the other person, that's when it's time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should never get to that level. But like you said, Desi, once the cops come and start handcuffing him, oh, but I love him. He loves me.
I have to call the cops on you. I'm not going to be with you after the fact because I'm pressing charges.
Yeah, dude.
And I mean, if you've hit me or something, I mean, I've never been in a relationship where I've gotten beat, but, you know, that's my standard. Is that I'll say that, too, if it comes to that. Like, hit me. Go ahead. You won't. And you'll be sorry.
See, you will be, because once the cops come, they're going to see big old me, who's 220 pounds, and little old you, who's 108
exactly.
pounds. Who are they going to arrest?
105. Okay.
So, excuse me, and I'm trying to get down to 89 this year.
Exactly. Hello.
Well, I forgot to mention, we have my really, really good buddy here who just turned 30, the big 3-0. He's a good friend of the show hanging out tonight.
Yeah, throw that in there.
Yeah, my buddy Matt. How's it going, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me out. You guys, appreciate it.
Oh, yes. You, you know, I always put you in these situations and say, hey, why don't you come hang out with me, man? Why don't you drive up to the show? I need somebody to hang out with. And then I get you here and I say, hey, man, you're going to talk about bad relationships tonight because you're the king of bad relationships, dude.
Okay.
No, not to put you on the spot like that, but I think you're going to have a lot to chime in tonight on this subject.
I've had one bad relationship, but it's been 2 years since, so I'm okay.
Good, good. See, and you moved on, and a lot of people don't know when to move on. So tonight we're going to give you guys the top 10 reasons, and it's not from AskMen.com.
Axmen?
Not Askmen or Axmen or... Look, Desi wants to fucking punch us right now, dude.
No, you saw me like just staring into the abyss.
Here we go again. This is so stupid. No, but we're going to give you the top 10 signs that it's time to fucking break up. It's time to call it quits, dude.
Well, if you didn't get it from AskMen.com, where'd you get it?
I don't know. Something similar. I think I just Googled
just
top
Googled.
10 signs.
He Googled
some.
All over it. And
Google's the
came
shit,
up
dude. Google. Oh, you gotcha. Can put up... You can type in top 10 ways to finger fuck your girl in the ass, and I bet you it would pop
it's
up.
It's funny wow. when you type in a sentence, and then you see how many other like,
other
things
people. Yeah,
up.
You're like, oh, wow.
And you're like...
I thought I was the first one that wanted to know if I could fuck a prune.
I'm like, that's weird. I'm like, okay.
Is that in your search queue?
It could be. But other people have looked, so I don't feel so weird now. So let's get started with the top 10 list of signs that it's time to break up, people. The first sign is lack of contact. When you first got together with your other half, you couldn't stop contacting each other, whether it was on phone, via text message, email, online messaging, whatever it was, you always wanted to talk to them and say, hey, how's your day going, and things like that. Now, when he or she calls you, you feel bothered by the text.
Because the honeymoon stage is over.
It's done, right?
Duh.
And, oh God, 9 out of 10 of the relationships I have been in, luckily, the girl I'm with now is... I'm so not feeling this, even though she knows I don't like to talk on the phone, so she doesn't call me. I hate phones. I just text. I'm like, text me, you know? So
I'm the same way.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
unless you're my close friend and we can have a conversation.
I'll see you in 6 hours, you know? Yeah. It's nothing that important. If it's really important, call me. But there are those things where you're like, ah, then she starts calling, you're like, oh, fuck, now it's her again. That's when you know what? It may be time to roll. And on top of that, you start ignoring her texts. Like, remember back in the day, you would answer right away. Boom. She texts you. Boom, boom, boom.
No, my phone always has bad reception.
Always, right? Yeah. It's like,
I'm like 6 hours later responding with a happy face,
exactly.
Which means I'm not responding. I'm just giving you the effect that I am.
That you are, exactly.
I saw your text.
Yes. All right. Got it.
Don't you hate that? And you get a text. And you're
a little happy
you
face.
Be more, and you get something stupid like K.
Okay.
Or like a face. And you're like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Did you
exactly,
answer any of the questions?
Dude. Exactly, dude.
Or people ignore questions that you ask, and they just go around, and they start talking about something else in a text.
Uh-huh.
And then the text continues the conversation, and you're like, what the fuck?
Thank you. And you know what? There are a thing, like, I hate getting, like, a text message with, like, 4 or 5 pages or something like that. You get a text, and it's doom, doom.
I didn't want to read a book tonight, okay?
Fuck, dude. Just call me. That's when it's time to call me, dude. Just then you call me. Please fucking call me, dude. Things like that. And with the advent of caller ID back in the day. See, I'm old school. So, like, caller ID was the shit back in the day.
Pay me.
Right. Now you can't hide anywhere. We've talked about this. You're either on Facebook,
anywhere.
You're on Twitter.
I hate
you
will tag me
and email.
Shit. And say I'm somewhere and I'm not there, or I'm there, but I don't want people to know because I just lied and just told them I was somewhere else.
I remember. A couple years ago, this girl wanted to stop seeing me. She sent me an email.
Really?
Broke up to me with the email. I'm like, signs though. It's a science. Technology. It's technology.
Yeah,
what
I think
you,
that's so
horrible, dude.
Bad.
But it's just like I feel certain things should just be personal. Like you got to respect the person on some aspect.
I think you should dump somebody to their face. If you're breaking up with them,
Right. Dump
them to their face. Text messages, voicemails, emails are so impersonal.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an insult to that person,
That's like
too.
A fuck you, dude.
And it makes you look like a coward. Like, you know, you can't handle your business. Just, like,
exactly.
Do it, you
exactly.
know? And then you'll be fine. They'll respect you more for it, and you guys stay friends. Whatever.
So, yeah, respect. I always say in relationships, if you're going to part ways, it's like a job. You want to use that job as a reference one day. So... You always got to leave on good terms, and that goes with relationships too.
Hey, but in all honesty and fairness, we didn't really have a relationship. You know, it was just the hookup and move.
Oh, well, that's different, man.
Technology, we're talking about technology. You know?
But yeah, that is true. It's like, damn.
your hookup broke up with you.
Yeah, can you at least call me, please? Another sign that it is time to break up, number 9, is there's no talk of the future. One of the most natural and exciting parts of being involved with someone is planning the future together. These thoughts of the future perpetuate the sentiment that the two of you will always be a loving couple that grows old together. Aww. Raise any of these subjects now, and all you receive is a non-commitment nod or a grunt. Neither of you are willing to talk about where you want to spend your vacation in the summer or which concerts you want to attend. That is a good sign that it's time to get the fuck out, right?
So I want to know, let's start with Dusty. Dusty, what type of guy are you? When you go to a restaurant, do you sit there and talk with your girl, or do you don't say anything at all?
I talk, dude.
You talk?
You have to. It's weird. Like, I sit next to couples, and me and my girl point that out, too. Like, we're sitting next to a couple, and we'll be like, they have not said a word the whole time.
I'm talking. I'm a big talker, and...
Oh, Dusty, gonna talk to a corpse.
Yeah,
dude.
And my thing is to get to know them and to make them laugh, and they do the same thing back. Usually, if the chemistry is there, then it goes. If the other person is boring,
okay,
and not
so
talking.
We got two talkers. What are you talking, Rob?
Talk.
Yeah, you have to.
Are you
dude.
A non-talker?
No. I'm just saying it amazes me how, like he said, how many people we see not talking.
Yeah,
like and they're like, how does the relationship last when you guys aren't talking on
you
a
don't
social
have anything
on,
to say.
On a social event? Though,
that means you're together
event.
Too much.
Right.
Because sometimes when people get into relationships, they, instead of like, you know, having two separate lives and you guys are together at the end of the day, you have your life revolves around someone's life constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but like, you know, that can also make the relationship
I think also if two people are business driven and they have goals and they want to like really just be involved with their jobs, then a lot of times their life, their job, their business becomes their life. And
right.
And they can't take it home unless, you know, they're done with it when they fall asleep. That's it.
Yeah.
And so every time they're out, they're either on the phone texting business or, you know, getting business calls or can't.
Right.
That is hard. You got to separate the two. You got to separate the two, dude. That's a big deal breaker in a relationship is when you don't give your family enough time as you're giving your business or your company or your work. And yeah.
One last thing. I think, Desi, I know you're going to get mad at me for this, but I think through my experience, women cater to men when it's easier for them. When it's like convenient, like when you're at a store and you see something and it's like, oh, my man, this reminds me of my man, I want to get it, you know, and you buy it for him. If you've ever done that, I don't know if you have, but go ahead.
What do you mean, like cater to him, like buy them things?
No, I mean like, okay, like a guy will go, I know me, I'll go out of my way, like extremely, like I'll drive to a store, only reason to buy something.
Oh, okay.
Like if she likes nutmeg,
she likes
vanilla pudding.
I'll go way out across town to get it.
And you're saying girls do that?
No, I'm saying
girls don't.
Oh, girls don't.
Girls are in the supermarket, come across a pack of bubble gum.
They'll get you a gift card or something like that, right?
Exactly.
I'm not like that. I'm really
He likes
thoughtful.
Target.
But I'm not like that. I'm really thoughtful
you
with my gifts.
You walk by frozen dinners. Oh, this is his favorite. Let me grab it.
No, I'd appreciate a frozen dinner. I'll tell you. $1.28 frozen dinner.
I don't know. I put thought into mine. I gave an ex-boyfriend like a big old bong and weed and
see,
shit once.
See, Desi, see.
You're one of the
I even went and bought
ones.
Like
you're
his favorite shirt right. and his favorite band shirt and hat and favorite cologne for Valentine's Day.
That's fantastic. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm awesome.
Desi's different.
You don't know what you're missing out on, bitches.
Oh, holla. Hit up on Desi Talks on Twitter.
Say generally though that girls when it's more convenient they don't really go out.
There are some girls that are like that and there are some girls that aren't. I know a lot of girls that just want and won't go out of their way for guys because they expect you to give them stuff all the time. My sister's like that.
Ooh.
So we're completely different. She's the type of, if he's not paying and buying me things and giving me money, then there's no reason for him to be next to me or even my life, you know.
Damn. Yeah.
So you have to have money in order to be with her to make that relationship work. I'm not like that. I'm not even materialistic, Desi. So.
Good. Because a lot of bitches are, especially in L.A., big cities, fucking material whores, material girls. Madonna fucked it up for everybody. Let's see, number 7. Oh, wait, let's see. No. Number 8, top 10 sign that it's time to call it quits is a lack of effort when you don't start putting effort into the relationship. Remember how when you first got together, neither of you could come up with plans quick enough when you got together? Long walks, picnics on the beach, spontaneous romantic getaways, and so on were all romantic options. Now you get bothered by arranging dates. In fact, you're just happy sitting at home watching TV or watching a DVD. Anything to avoid talking to each other. Oy vey.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and jump on that with you, Dusty. With nowadays, that's one thing with the last girlfriend I was with. Like, I made it. We were so busy with our businesses and we had to work a lot. We were both self-employed that I didn't want sex to be scheduled. I didn't want dates to be scheduled.
Right.
So I told her, look, if we have sex, whenever we're in the mood, if we look at each other the right way, it doesn't matter, you know, unless we're out in the open, obviously. But you know, even then, sometimes she was never mind. Anyway, but yeah, so yeah, like I was saying, it had to be spontaneous, and that's one thing we agreed on. You know, some stuff like that has to be spontaneous.
Yeah,
when you're on a schedule, it gets kind of whack. Like, oh, we're gonna fuck on Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday, or you know, something like that. It's like
shit needs to stay spontaneous, to yes. stay exciting, to stay just, you know, not routine and boring.
Exactly. Just put the tip of your head in their butt.
But if people stop putting effort in, you don't give a shit anymore. Because I did that with an ex where I just stopped
you
caring.
Just didn't give a shit,
I didn't
yeah.
care to do anything for him. I didn't care to do anything to make him happy. I didn't care. I just stopped caring. And that's when I knew, I'm like, oh, I'm over this. How do I get rid of you now?
And I'll definitely agree with Desi. As soon as the woman says, I don't care, that's it. It's over. You can't get her back, no matter what.
She says, I can care less, or I don't care.
Oh, that's the worst.
I hate that word. I can care less.
You don't talk to me, or like, go away. You know, so at least I know, at least I can come back at some time. I don't care means no chance.
It's done, right? That means it's over. Yeah, that deleting of the Facebook page, all that. Sound familiar, Matt? No, we're not going to go there.
Oh.
That's okay. We're not going to go there. She deleted you, I'm sure. We won't bring that up for this show. It's okay. We'll bring you back for another show.
It was trying to get at my heart.
Now, number 7 way to know that it is time to break up and call it quits is you guys fight dirty. And you guys know what fighting dirty means. The two of you used to have silly little fights that were often slightly more mature than a schoolyard spat. Now you're engaged in full-on wars in which anything goes. You know what her weak spots are, her weight, her body image, her mother. So you use all these things to get her pissed. You're not alone because she knows what pisses you off, and she does the same fucking thing.
If you end up going down to that level, that's to the point where you're just being just immature
that's
and stupid.
Just mean, dude, you'll
be,
right?
You're just being immature and firing at each other, going back and forth. It doesn't solve anything. You know, all you're doing is just trying to hurt one another more than the other person has hurt you.
That's
and
when it's
nobody
time to go.
Wins because in the end you feel like shit.
Right.
After
like,
you've thought about it, right. You've gotten over it.
You're like oh,
fuck,
I shouldn't have said that.
I really
that.
Didn't mean that. So you know.
Yeah.
You just
if
have to
if
learn.
You're going
how to,
there, it's that's yeah, a good sign.
But you just need to learn how. If you're gonna be arguing, you just need to learn how to argue. Like state your point. What's bothering you?
Uh-huh.
Don't beat around the bush and don't start. Don't ever just slander somebody, you know, constantly like, oh, well, you fucking low life piece of shit, ugly motherfucker. Like, that doesn't do anything.
Unless whoa, what kind of relationship?
No,
you
I've seen girls like,
whoa.
I've seen girls do that. I've seen girls do that.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, you got a little dick, motherfucker, and you start saying it in public and shit, you're like, wow.
Whenever a girl says that to me, I call her a liar right
unless
then and there.
Unless a dude did you wrong in some way where he deserves it, then fuck it. You know, whatever.
I've had girls say that. Man, you got a small dick, you're a liar. Stop lying. You know that's not true. Please move on. Next.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
loose pussy, bitch.
All right. Look, me and Rob and Tim aren't going to look. I can't promise Tim won't look, but show Desi your cock right now. Desi, tell us if it's small or not.
Oh, put him on the spot. Never mind. The look on his face, ladies and gentlemen.
It's cold, okay?
He's like, yeah, man. It's kind of. Just fucking with you.
Actually, it's nice and warm. I'm just being jealous with it. I don't want to show anybody.
Oh, he just want to give us a
save.
Okay. Oh, hey, yo.
Destiny's gay.
We might
Let me see
news.
Your dick, man.
No, I know.
I said
Whoa.
We're not going to look.
Whoa. Damn, he brings his friend over here, and he's all like, I'm going to talk about your relationships, and now I want to see your dick, motherfucker.
In a room full of four guys.
Four guys and one girl. And then he uses me as bait. Well, Destiny needs to see it as he looks
thank
over.
You, Desi,
out
thank of you. Thank you.
Tell the truth.
Out of these four guys in the room, two of them are gay.
He has
and the straight guy asked the other straight guy to show us his cock.
He has spent the night at my house a couple times, but
oh,
that,
look
doesn't
at
mean, that doesn't mean anything.
No, why would you even say that to the same way?
Because nothing happened. He slept on the couch in the living room, and I slept in my room.
I'm
and
reading
I would
between
never...
the lines, and I understand.
Fuck you.
I hope nothing happened. I was faded and passed out. Dusty, are
read,
you talking now?
I've seen porns that started that way.
Fuck all.
He's like, his
hand
was
you.
Asleep, I swear. They're both, you know.
Fuck the Latias.
Oh, God.
Fuck yeah.
See, I just find it so funny that I'm not the one that brought up the gay shit.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, we know you do. That's all why the guys.
That's why you couldn't play basketball the next day, Matt. Sorry.
Oh. Just for the record, I think Dusty wanted to see it. That's what it really was.
Oh.
Fuck you guys. Fuck all you guys, dude.
You guys should sword fight later when you go
fuck
pee.
Fuck you guys.
We're going to move on, goddammit.
Let's move on, guys.
Once again, fuck you, Desi.
Hey, I don't want to see your penis,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, but you see what happens once I bring up my cock. I'm sorry.
Dusty gets scared.
No, you shouldn't have did that,
like,
man.
Like last time. It's my
fuck
first time. Go slow.
On to the next sign that it's time to break it off.
Number 6, fighting quickly. You used to see her little jibes as humorous, and you were able to laugh them off. Now the slightest word from her pisses you off, basically. If this is the case, you should probably call it quits, because it's only going to get worse, dude.
I got something for that one. Look, ladies, please. A lot of you ladies and beautiful ladies, you tend to be captains of the obvious. You know, if we're going somewhere, you say, take a left up here like we've never been there. And it's like, thank you.
Is very annoying.
And a whole day of that gets a little tiresome.
No, that's why a lot of these white bitches end up missing, like thrown over boats and ships. And shit.
But if you're to that point where you're just so annoyed by the other person, don't be.
No, no. What I'm saying is, it's not just adjust, adapt, recognize you're doing it. And
we've been here 1,000 times, bitch. I know to make a left.
But if you know how that person is, and you know their qualities, you know their traits and their good and their bads, whatever, you should know that's just the way they are. And if you find that annoying, then you shouldn't be with them.
Yes. Yeah. And once it starts pissing you off right away and it ruins the whole night, because we've all been in relationships where you're planning to have a good time, and one thing either one of you says ruins the whole fucking night, and it just doesn't.
Like, I was with somebody who constantly like brought up the price of things, like he was the one who wanted to get pizza, so we all go get pizza, and then later on he's bringing up the pricing. That I found is so annoying. It was a trait that I remembered about the person. I was like, oh, this is why
this is $9.99. We can get it for $8.99.
But it was the fact that they brought up, it's like, don't offer to buy a pizza, and it was no one's idea but yours, and then complain about paying for it later on. If it was intended to be a good deed, then make it a good deed, but don't go back and you know.
Okay. Look, on the financial tip, this if. If a
don't
girl,
offer if you can't
no,
afford
no,
it.
No, if a girl brings up money doesn't matter, she's obviously saying money matters, right? Or is that not true?
No, money does matter, because you can't be necessarily broke. You have to have, somebody has to have income if you're going to be together, unless you want to be two losers together.
No, you definitely.
I mean, because I figure, like, we both do 50-50, you know what I mean? I'm not being like, oh, you have to have all kinds of money. We can do cheap things together, that's fine, you know? I don't mind paying for things sometimes as long as you do. But if it's one-sided constantly, then no, that's...
Then we have problems. No,
yeah,
exactly right. Nobody wants to pay for anything all the time, everything all the time. Nobody does. I completely agree with that. And if you're in that type of relationship, it's definitely time to start rethinking that, because it's not going to get any better. Everybody has their times where they go a few months, okay, you know, hey, can you just cover, you know, but if it's a constant thing, got to let it go.
So this is directed at Dusty. Dusty, do you think, would you pay your girl's rent if you were dating her? If you're like, you weren't.
My wife we're talking?
No, your girl, just your girlfriend.
If it was my girlfriend from like a year ago, which is my same girlfriend, and she like lost her job or something, of course I would.
Let's say you meet her and you've gone out with her for like 10, you know, like you're going out there for like 10, 12 months.
Ugh, that's 10, 12 months, that's tough.
You're over there like 2 weeks sporadically throughout the month, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Oh, pay her, just pay her rent just to pay it?
No, help her. Would you help her?
No, unless she lost her job or something.
Hey, a lot of girls think that she should, though.
Say it louder, what?
I said a lot of females, they think that
who
she
are you
should.
Dating?
Really, no.
I mean, seriously. I feel like I date the type of girls that my sister is, because my sister likes...
You know what?
Guys
we are in LA.
Everything.
We are in LA. You know what? And that makes a lot of sense.
And she's gotten guys who bought her furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Paid for her cell phone for months. I mean,
oh, yeah.
If you're paying.
I know.
And she's not even putting out. She's just got this dude wrapped around her finger.
Just for the record, I swear on a stack of Bibles and God, I did not pay.
I hope you didn't, dude. I'm just curious where the questions come from.
I'll be honest. I did help with the cable, because I watched a lot of TV over there.
Oh, that was nice. A little $20 a month or something. Here you go, baby.
That's being a nice guy. Did she ask you to do it, though?
I mean, no, but I kind of volunteered. And then
that's nice. No, that's good.
I volunteered, didn't do it for like the first 3 months, and then she called me on it, so I did.
That's understandable. You know, if you're going to offer
it. Yeah, that's cool. But like Desi's talking about.
If she's asking you, like, pay my rent or help me pay my rent? No,
if like she that. Asks you for money right away, then you should already know, gold digger.
Bitch, please.
If any girl asks you for money, period, you should, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't date somebody and I'm like, hey, dude, can you give me $20?
Right.
I don't depend on nobody. To
friend, anybody. That goes with anything,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's, you know, so if a girl's asking you for money, no, you don't have to give a girl money just to date her.
Yeah, no,
if you want
bitch.
To, that's on you. If you if it's
if
in good nature.
If the sex is good enough to pay for.
But if it's in good nature and you know what I mean, you can fill out the situation, then you understand. But no, if she's asking money right off the bat, no.
Agreed.
Easily said, man, a few words. Another sign that it is time to go, number five, that it's time to just break your relationship off, cut it quits, call it a fucking day, is when you guys fight in public. Yeah. Most people, like, you know what? Me and my girl get into arguments. What couple doesn't, dude? But mm-hmm. when we're in public, we know when to fucking, you know what? We'll talk about that shit when we get home.
Yeah,
like, we both, we give each other the look like, you know, we'll talk about this shit when we get home. And we fake it till we get home. And, which is, I think, is better than fucking just fighting in public, dude. Who likes to be that couple that fights at a party, everybody's having a good time, and then there's Josh and fucking Sammy in the corner fucking fighting? You're like, really? No, bitch. Time to, that's when it's time to cut it quits, is when you don't give a fuck what other people think. You're just like, you know what, screw it, we're gonna fight right here, right now. You ordered me shrimp instead of fish tacos. I fucking told you I like shrimp tacos, and you ordered me fish, fucking asshole.
It's just it's embarrassing.
Sorry, Sativa.
Like, when you fight in groups when you're with your friends, and the, and then you're this
it's
couple just starts to fight.
Dude.
I dated a guy who would throw tantrums in front of my friends and whoever we were with. Like, he wouldn't like yell or anything, but he would get upset and walk away. And then all of a sudden it's like
weird.
Ugh.
It's like, really?
And then there I go, have to like chase and talk and try to fix it, and they're being stubborn.
I hate that.
And then everyone else is sitting there waiting all awkwardly.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah, they're fighting again. We gotta let them talk.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's that guy, or they're that couple that everybody's having a good time, but when they come into the room, there's like a black cloud in air. Aww. The whole mood changes.
It's like, I don't go out to fight. I want to have fun.
Go out to have fun, dude.
Exactly.
And more people really need to fucking do that, dude. It's don't fight in public. Save that shit for home. What you guys do at home is your own private shit. Don't include the whole world in on it. It's just not going to be a good sit.
But also, I definitely agree with everybody. But just to throw some oil in the water, I think that you know, it has to do with your maturity level too. Because when you're younger, you are definitely more prone to fighting. You know, I don't care who you are at a relationship, it's just gonna happen.
Well, because you're young and you're immature and exactly. You don't understand love and relationships. You don't know how to go about things. There's also people who are just like emotionally dependent on others that create problems because they're, you know, they're so clingy.
Exactly.
That they're like, oh my God, like, I need you, I love you. Like, if you leave me, then I can't live, you know?
Right,
so then you
right.
get those people that are just, just like red flag, break up with them right away.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of one of those though, but it's not like instantaneous for me. It's like, you know, obviously we got to be dating for a long period of time.
Well, there's some that just get too psycho in the beginning where it's just like all of a sudden they want to marry you. And I've had friends who've done this.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about
it's
like,
not you, right?
No. I've dealt with a friend where like I had to save her from this dude's house constantly. And
hey, this actually, that's crazy that you bring that up, because one of my best friends, she's my actual first girlfriend. I know her since I was 16. She in Vegas, her boyfriend, her ex boyfriend, threatened to like come to work and like, you know, kill her. You know, and she was really scared, and she called me up, man. You already know what needed to be, you know. But the point is,
are you admitting to murder on our show, Matthew?
You didn't have to even say that.
No, man, I've never murdered anybody. What are you talking about, man? Taser him a lot though. Never murder though.
Take this, what?
You've had enough. You know?
Just keep going.
Just keep going until the taser battery dies.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. And she was really scared. And so I definitely agree with you though. If that happens, even if you see hints of that, you know, you really got to evaluate the relationship and if it's worth it, you know, staying around.
I guess it's, and then when you get two crazy people that are all emotionally attached, and you get one crazy and another crazy, and then, oh my God, that's going to be a horrible relationship forever because they're both self-dependent. You know?
Yeah, it's time to get the fuck on.
Two crazies don't make the same person.
Don't make, no. He's about to say, remember my, yeah, he had a crazy ex-girlfriend, dude. Real crazy broad.
It's funny that your ex has always become, oh, that crazy person.
I know.
That crazy person that I decided to date that I thought was perfect.
Hey, nobody's perfect.
But it's like you were just a fool.
But see, I make the mistakes because I like girls with, with attitude, because my mom was like that. That's how my mom is.
You like bitches. It's like girls like
no,
assholes.
But attitude doesn't mean I'm stabbing you in the stomach, dude.
No, come on. That was one
time. Sorry.
She missed, but you know.
Okay, it was close, though.
It's hard to find a balance between bitch and nice
girl.
Well,
I mean, I like girls that are bitches and that are tough girls and have a little edge and, you know, they can stand their own ground.
Uh-huh.
And when they act like a little bitch, I'm like, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't like when they're too nice. I'm weird. Slap me around. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you like that shit. Number four sign that it is time to break it off, get out of your relationship, call it a fucking day, is when you start yearning for independence. It used to be that you wanted to spend every waking moment with your girl or guy. You'd share the shower first thing in the morning, you'd meet for lunch, you'd pick her up after work, just to have more time together. Now all you want to do is go out with your buddies or even work double overtime. I have friends, guys, who cannot go home without stopping at a bar first and having two or three shots, or stopping at a liquor store, drinking of whatever of a fucking Jack Daniels and Coke before they go into the house to deal with their bitching, nagging wife.
Let's just go home and have a blunt.
It's sad, dude. Fuck. It's sad. It's like when you go home, that should be your place of peace, your place of zen, your place of... you've had a hard day at work. Your boss is bitching at you. You should not have to go home to that. And I feel bad for men.
Why are you with that person?
I don't know. There's a lot of weak men.
It makes you so miserable.
People get comfortable and people are too afraid. People get afraid. When you're with somebody and sometimes you're just afraid to just break it off. It's just that initial interaction and confrontation is just not good.
But how great is it? Okay, Desi, let's rewind back to your relationship 2 years ago. That first like month or so was hard, but how good and free do you feel right now? You're like, fuck, oh, I'm so glad I did it, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you got to build in your head that eventually you're going to feel so good and so much better. It's going to be hard for a month or two or maybe even 3 or 4 months, whatever.
It wasn't even that hard. We had broken up so many times. By the end of it, I was just sick of it.
Fuck
it was me. I was just like, I'm done.
Yep.
Get out of my life.
Yep.
And it's I'm happy. I mean, like I think I've said it before. Got a 17-year-old girl pregnant, and they have a baby now.
Ooh-wee.
And they have no car, no job.
Yeah, that's time to break it off.
They live at his parents' house. So I'm so happy I missed out on all of that.
All right. This should be above number three. Sign that it's really over is when you break up even one time.
No more breaking. I think once or twice. I think no more than twice, dude.
Nah, we broke up. The longest we were broken up was probably 6 months.
Damn. See, it's like it's time to just.
I had a whole other relationship in that time.
Seriously,
for
6 months. Exactly, dude. That's three fucks. That's
what
4 1 night stands. Let's see, three fucks. That's 18 dates. Yeah, no, dude. 6 months is a long time in the dating world, especially a guy. You cannot go fucking that long. All right, let's see. Number three sign that it is time to call it quits is when you guys start keeping secrets from each other.
Yeah.
What you don't know can't hurt each other.
And that's not always good, dude. That's not good at all. And you know what? A lot of people live by that fucking code. I'll never forget. I asked like 10 years ago. I used to talk to this guy who used to work at a rental car company the opposite. I don't know if you guys ever been to an airport, but there's a lot of rental car companies in one terminal.
Right,
anyway,
right.
I used to talk to this old guy, and he said, and I quote, "The reason why my wife and I have been together and so happy for so long is because once a year we both go out and have sex with somebody else."
Really?
I know, right? I don't think I can do that. Hell no, I can fucking do that. Think of my girl fucking somebody else. That's crazy.
I saw a movie about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So maybe he was reliving it or something, but
it didn't
just
end well.
See, I don't think it can. I really
don't think
it ever
ends well when you do something like that and you both know about it. Because
yeah.
Then when you're being intimate with that person, all you can think about is them being intimate with that other person.
Yeah.
You know? And it's weird.
So, yeah, once you start keeping secrets, that's the problem. Once you start seeing your male friend for lunch, but you don't tell your husband, all you're doing is having innocent lunch, but still, why don't you tell your husband?
If you think your spouse will get upset with it,
you
it's
probably
cheating.
Shouldn't be doing it.
Yes, it's technically cheating because if you know you're not supposed to be doing it and they wouldn't appreciate it being done, then you're cheating.
If you wouldn't comfortably tell your spouse, yes, I'm having lunch with John. We're just going to, you know, talk, hang out, and stuff like that. Then no, you should not be doing it. Straight up, dude. And a lot of couples hold that type of information back. And it's like, you know what? That's going to come back to bite you in the ass, yeah. dude. That's going to come back to bite you.
It's going
to
be like, why did you hide it?
Right, exactly. And you hit it. And what else did you do? You probably did something else. I don't even know what else you did. So it's like, it can really be a bad, bad situation, dude. So make sure you guys don't keep any secrets. If you have to cheat on the person, and I'm at an age now where I can say, if you have to cheat on the person, dude, just leave them because
that's less traumatizing.
It really is, dude.
Just date, because if you're dating, you can fuck everybody. You can be with somebody different every other
night. Somebody should quote that.
I mean, seriously, if you're in a relationship, all you're doing is hurting another person who thinks that you're being faithful to them.
Like, you know when you go to quotes.com or something like that, and it's Susan B. Anthony quotes and stuff like that.
Just date.
50 years when Desi dies, like, she's fucking famous and shit.
Just date if you want to fuck everyone.
That's great shit.
Desi.
I love that.
That's what my tombstone will say.
That's classic. All right, number two sign that it is time to break it off is change of perception. Remember how you used to think her little button nose was cute? Or how strange little laugh was funny and endearing? Now that same button nose makes her look like a pig and that laugh is unbearable. When you look at your love bug, all you see are her ugly qualities, physical or otherwise. You look at her now and see cellulite that causes dry heaves and those freckles on her chest make you think of leprosy.
Oh.
Yeah, because everybody has imperfections, and a lot of people oversee those imperfections at the beginning, but as the relationship goes on and that person starts getting more annoying to you, you start looking like,
So people start to pick out the things that they don't like, and they purposely look for fights just, you know, I don't know, because they don't like you anymore.
Right, right. That's what it is.
I've had coworker relationships like that.
Damn, really? That's fucked up, dude. It's
where when you're fishing for stuff, if you're having to, like, stalk whatever your ex or your boyfriend or girlfriend is doing, or like go through their phone or anything like that, then you should.
That's another one. See, and you know what? That's not on the list, and that's a good one. That's a really good one. Once you have to start checking their cell phone, getting their passwords for their email, doing this, doing that, that's when I think it's time to call it quits, dude, because the trust is never gonna be there, dude.
That, but you're also looking for a fight. You're looking for a problem in a relationship, you know, and that's not gonna fix it if you find it.
Yeah,
it's only gonna make you feel more like shit.
Yep, exactly. But you know what? Maybe see a little fishing.
I mean, if the person is doing
something, if they give you a reason,
yeah.
And you know what? Him working till 8 o'clock or so is not a fucking reason.
But I mean,
you
if it's something small, like hey, he talked to a coworker, and you get upset over something stupid.
That's
like
dumb
that.
Shit.
Because girls do that. Like, oh, well, you talk to her, like. So what? Kind of a conversation with the opposite sex? That's just
but
stupid.
If he is lying, like we talked about a few minutes ago, lying about having a date with John, a lunch date or something like that, maybe you might want to do a load of fishing and see, okay, why is this person? But if you don't find anything.
Yeah, at that point, you'd want to know why they had to hide.
Right, right. So, you know, just a lot of fishing has never done anybody any good. That's horrible, dude. Now, let's see. The number one reason or the number one sign that it is time to break it off, call it quits, end your relationship, dump this bitch, dump this weak ass dude, is when you guys stop having sex.
Of course.
Simple,
guys
right?
Like, well, if the sex is gone, why am I here?
Simple,
might
right?
as well just be friends.
Very true.
Well, yeah, and if you're not having sex. Then
right.
That's the whole reason why you're together.
Exactly. Women love sex just as much as we do. And it's like, once that equation is out of the picture, it's done deal, dude. I'm sorry. Because especially guys, we don't go too long. Eventually, we are going to cheat on you if you're not, you know, eventually. So you need to give that shit up. And if it's not, if the sex life just isn't there, time to call it quits, dude.
Yeah.
It really is.
That would be the time.
And there's a lot of couples out there. I had... You know what? I don't work there anymore, so fuck it. I had a coworker tell me that. Wait, did he say one time a month? I think he said one time a month. He did say one time a month, which is fucking crazy to me. He said him and his wife have sex once a month.
What?
That's there are 30, sometimes 31 fucking days on a leap year. There's 28, but still or whatever. One fucking time.
When does a relationship become a job? Where like, okay, we have sex at this time. It's scheduled at that day. Like, you should just. be with them because you want to do them.
1 day a month?
Right. And it's weird because he said it right away, one time. And like Desi said, it shouldn't have to be planned. Like, if somebody asks me how many times you and your girl have sex, I'll say on average 5 times a week. Something like that. It's not a fucking, oh yeah, 3 times a week. Blah, blah, blah. It's like on average. Sometimes it's 4 times. Sometimes it's 7 times. Sometimes it's 3 times. Sometimes it's 6 times. You know what I'm saying? There's an average. But when you got the answer right away, it's like,
Yeah, I was going to say, Dusty, what's the longest you've ever gone not having sex with your...
With my girl? Probably just when she's on her period. Like, yeah,
because
we don't, yeah, like 6 days. Because we don't fight to where we don't talk for days. That doesn't happen in my house at all. So it's like, no, if we're pissed off at each other, we're usually cool by the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But no, unless she's like, fuck, I'm trying to think. She's never had a yeast infection. Has she had a yeast infection? I'm sorry, baby. No,
what's
just kidding.
Her longest trip away from home?
That's probably what it is. It hasn't been more than like 5 or 6 or 7 days, dude, since we got together, straight up. Which I love. I need it. I will fucking go crazy. I'd kill myself. I'd kill somebody. Ugh. I just need sex. Like Robert's vagina. Ugh.
And to hit that point, that's what I was trying to get at. I think sex, it actually plays a role in like calming the person. You know,
yeah.
If you got, if you know,
it's
if
a very odd thing. We saw a video of
a nurse jacking off a disabled kid, and it was in Japan. The reason why they do it out there is because it's a calming. It's more of like a therapy for them,
right?
It kind of
calmed. Did you just say a nurse jacking off a patient?
A disabled patient.
Oh,
you know,
my
someone that's
God.
Not
where do I
there.
Sign up?
I thought she was talking about a porno, but it
but
sounds
I mean,
like it's real.
That
no,
dude had
a
big
thing.
Penis
oh,
for
oh
like
goodness.
A disabled kid. He was like a little skinny Asian kid in a wheelchair.
You were checking out his penis?
Well, I mean, she had it
you
out.
You were checking out his penis. You wanted
huge.
His penis. You
oh,
want,
no.
You wanted the disabled kid's penis.
No, I didn't.
No, but you were right. It is a calming, you know, a therapeutic well, thing sometimes.
Yeah, no.
It's so therapeutic.
Yeah, no, what I... Well, yeah, that too, but I'm, of course. You know, what I'll say it is, like, with my ex, you know... I noticed that she would just be aggravated, you know, like if I didn't give her enough sex.
That's the type of woman I want to be with, which is I'm with that. Like my girl, yeah. When my girl doesn't have sex for 2 or 3 days, you start knowing.
Yeah, she gets mean, right? And then you
it's like a smoker who doesn't have a cigarette once every 2-3 hours.
He is not lying; he's telling the truth. And then you got to go ahead. Okay, stop whatever you're doing. Okay, I'll be there. Put it down. Let's go right now. I'll give it to you right now. Then.
On that note, I think that's a great fucking note to leave the show really? Off with. Let's get the fuck out of here. Check us out at theoddcastshow.com.
Air FM live at airfm.com.
theoddcastshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to give us a call at 567-694-6969.
And make sure you check us out every single morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on errorfm.com. We're syndicated, motherfuckers. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.